Who is Tom Ditter? By Danny Wallace. Read by Cobbener Holdbrook Smith and Christopher Ragland.
Be Well.
Ezra Cockcroft, 1982. Chapter 1. The evening of June the 12th was unusual for many reasons in the end, of course, but it was unusual mostly because the evening of June the 12th was the evening my girlfriend did not leave me. Tom, I have not left you, but I am gone. Please just carry on as normal. Love always, Haley. I stared at the words and sat down in my chair. Chapter 2. I'm not saying I'm not a trusting man. I'm not saying you can't trust most people. But usually, when you meet someone you can trust, you know. It was as obvious with Haley as her big blue eyes, as the curl of hair she'd keep tucking behind her ear. Here, her, Haley, this was a girl you could trust. The second she gave me her number, I did the thing I always do when someone gives me their number. I looked at it, then said, "Wow, no way! That's my favourite number!" It's a pretty good thing to say. All you have to do after saying something like that is sit back and wait for the laughter to subside. It's a banker, a deal stealer. If that doesn't get you a laugh, you're doing it wrong, and maybe you should start questioning how you do everything else in your life too, because maybe you can't even make a sandwich properly. And now, I sat in my flat in the dark, on the chair in the corner, dialing that number again and again and again and again and again. It was fast becoming not my favourite. A strange thing being left while being assured you have not been left. What are you supposed to do with that? Just switch to solo behaviour? Just think, fine, I'll start buying meals for one. 4 hours had passed and I was still sitting in that chair, jangling my keys, listening to the dogs outside. Dusk had turned to dark. Confusion had turned to anger and settled, lump thick, deep in my stomach. Where had Haley gone? I guess that was my main question, but also, and obviously, why? How long would she be gone? Was she gone, gone? Why didn't I know where she'd gone? Why didn't I know she was going? Why was she saying she was going but not gone? Almost 2 years we'd been together. We had responsibilities. We had direct debits. I'd left messages, of course, tonight. I sounded confused on the first one, furious on the second, worried on the third and fourth. Desperate as I hit the fifth and sixth, and then silent seventh. I'd texted. Where are you? Where have you gone? Haley, call me. I'd made calls to other people too. Lots of calls. Her best friend, Fran. Her brother. Her sister. Annie, it's Tom, I'd said. Head down. Shoulders hunched. Headache starting, standing by the window, one hand against the wall, phone pressed too hard against my cheek, because this feeling, these nerves, well, they had to go somewhere. It was loud where Annie was. Restaurant, maybe drinks. Is Haley with you? A moment. No, Tom. She knew. She knew she'd gone. It was right there, slotted between the paws and where a "what do you mean" should have been. So yes, her sister knew she'd gone, but worse, she'd known she was going. Why didn't you tell me? Haley wanted it to be a surprise for everyone. A surprise? She sounded distant. What did that mean? Was Annie preparing to say goodbye to me? Backing off? Fading me out of her life? That was bad. The ex you can keep hold of for a while, they owe it to you while you talk things out. They're still in your life, but the friends, the family, they start drifting away the second they see the iceberg from the ship.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?